Welcome to this audio-described tour of Geist by This Is Loop, an artwork inspired by the elusive neutrino particle. This recording lasts about 10 minutes and introduces the scientific background to the project and a description of the installation. Neutrinos are one of the most abundant particles in the universe. Minuscule, almost massless, these particles are extremely hard to detect, but are understood to make up the fabric of the universe. They are believed to have been created by the Big Bang and nuclear reactions inside stars and planets. Neutrinos are everywhere. It's thought that billions of them pass through our bodies every second. Particle physicists use mammoth underground neutrino detectors to hunt and trace these so-called ghost particles. Only on the extremely rare occasion that a neutrino interacts by hitting a mass do these particles become electronically charged, and therefore detectable. Inspired by these enormous neutrino detectors, Geist, which means ghost in German, is an exploration of the complex game of hide-and-seek that scientists play to find and provide evidence for the existence of neutrinos. Geist is a large octagonal sculpture standing 6 meters in diameter and 2.8 meters high. It is a touring installation designed to be experienced at nighttime or in a dark space. It is multisensory and interactive. This Is Loop worked with a group of particle physicists from the Rutherford Appleton Laboratory and Oxford University to develop the scientific narrative of Geist. The physicists provided access to probability data from the T2K neutrino experiment in Japan. In collaboration with Modus Art, This Is Loop have used input from the sculpture's motion sensor cameras and complex code to reinterpret data showing actual neutrino interactions seen by T2K. When the audience interacts with the sculpture, Geist reflects a visual and audio representation of the detection of a neutrino and its type of flavor. Geist's aluminium framework is constructed from 8 sections shaped like cheese wedges, which all slot together to make up the octagonal structure. The bottom third of each section is solid to form a base, like a plinth, in charcoal black material. Altogether, the impression is of a bandstand or a carousel. A grill at the bottom of each side hides a speaker, emitting a continuous and ever-changing abstract soundtrack of electronica, with low rumbles like thunder, bleeps, pings, and crackles. Each of the 8 sides features a 2x2 meter window frame, like a picture window with no glass, giving a view into an optical illusion. At waist height, running horizontally across each frame, 2 fine cords prevent entry, but allow you to put your arms into the opening. Each window is lined with highly reflective chrome mirrored sheets. The sheets are angled diagonally from each edge of the frame and converge towards the very center of the installation, at eye level. It gives the impression of a faceted cone pointing into the distance. Each mirrored face in the window is studded with single LED nodes that are reflected multiple times, filling the interior with concentric circles of light that flicker and sparkle. They are delicate and web-like and give the impression of stars or space dust filling the night sky. This galaxy draws your attention to an orb of brightly colored light in the center, over a meter in diameter. It appears to hover jewel-like in space. The light flickers, twinkles, and pulses with color. As you approach, your presence triggers a reaction in the light, an artistic interpretation of the discovery of a neutrino inside a detector. However, this is all an optical illusion. The planet-like sphere in the center is in fact made of one flat square of LED pixels that is reflected repeatedly by the angles in the mirrors to form an apparent circle, just like a kaleidoscope. Both the patterns of colored light and the sound of the installation are affected by your presence as you approach. A discrete camera embedded inside the top of each section picks up your movement from within 5 meters. This movement alters the patterns and colors of the sphere in the center and disrupts the sound, changing it to crackles and static noises to give the impression of interference. Although the light effects are mainly three colors, blue, green, and pink, as you approach, yellows, browns, and reds are introduced to the abstract shapes. Your own body and arm movements are reflected in the sphere as it morphs and shapeshifts. The sphere pulsates with ever-changing, seemingly random patterns of light and resembles a murmuration of starlings or the form of a glitter ball. The animation that your presence has triggered eventually runs into its own sequence and culminates in one dominant color, either blue, green, or pink. There are three flavors or types of neutrino: tau, muon, and electron. A dominance of blue represents the discovery of a muon, green a tau, and pink an electron. As the orb of light throbs in one of these colors, Geist has involved you in the discovery of a neutrino, and the flavor you have revealed will depend on the probability set out in the data from T2K. The sculpture and animation moves on. The window stutters into momentary stillness and darkness before the light begins to play across the Milky Way of LEDs and the process begins again. Every window displays a unique interpretation of the data and is animated differently. Close up, you feel fully immersed in the illusion and surrounded by mesmerizing stardust. Taking a few steps back, you can appreciate the angles and shape of the whole structure and catch glimpses of the dancing light in multiple windows. You can see how the technology and coding gently weaves together the science that explores the building blocks of our universe with artistry and design, allowing complex physics to appear glimmering and beautiful. This Is Loop is the creative partnership between artists Harriet Lumby and Alan Hayes. Their work is often inspired by science theory and sits at the intersection of science, tech, and art. The studio and workshop are based in Somerset. Geist Artistic Credits. Lead Artists, This Is Loop, Harriet Lumby and Alan Hayes. Creative Coding, Modus Arts, Owen McAteer. Sound Artist, Dan Bibley. Science Narrative driven with the UK's Science and Technology Facilities Council and Oxford University Particle Physics Department. Executive Producer, Katie Madison.